what we're in the middle of discussing is the following. The Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Tes, the middle, says that one of the things that inhibits a person from being a Zoris is being overly concerned about his health and about his well-being, welfare, safety. And he's overly conscious about putting himself in danger or getting sick, and because of that he refrains from doing mitzvahs or going to daven or whatever else may be. Therefore, a person shouldn't be overly cautious and shouldn't be so overly concerned and jump in and do what is necessary. Now he says the following, Shema Tomer. However, you may counter and say that's not true. Harei motzinu shechivu chachamim b'chol makom sheyish mar ha'adam es atzmo shmira me'ula. The chachamim were mechayev a person. It's mashma from here that's only a chiyuv derabbanan. It's not min ha'Torah that a person has to watch his health and his welfare, his well-being. V'lo yosim atzmo b'sakana afilu hu tzadik u'bal ma'isin. And he shouldn't put himself in any dangerous situation. Even if he's a tzaddik and a bal ma'isim, he shouldn't rely on that, right? Ve'amru hakol bidei shemayim chutz mitzinim upachim. That everything is in the hands of heaven, but a person can control whether he puts himself in a situation where he's going to catch cold, or he's going to fall into a trap. You have to be careful. Umikra kasu v'nishmartem yolin nafshoseichem. And the pasuk says you should be very careful, guard your health, guard your nefesh, your physical being. And we explained the last time we learned this, about 2 weeks ago, I think, what the idea from this pasuk is, if since it's not really talking about guarding your health, but it's talking about guarding your life, that you don't think that God is a corporeal being. So we explained already how the two things go together. So in any case, the Chachamim do learn from that pasuk that a person has to guard himself from dangerous things, whether they're health dangers or outside dangers that endanger his life. But it seems to go against what I told you. The Mesillas Yesharim says that a person can throw caution to the wind and jump in and do mitzvahs, even though they may be threatening his health or his safety. Still, don't be over conscious with that, over considerate of that. V'hosamam ruva filud var mitzvah. And you may think, well, okay, that's talking where you're not doing a mitzvah. But if you're doing a mitzvah, then it's okay. Not true. That says afilu dvar mitzvah. Even for a dvar mitzvah, you have to be careful of your health and your safety. Da. So now what's the answer? Ki yesh yira v'yesh yira. There is being afraid and cautious, and there's being afraid and being cautious, and there are different levels. Some are proper and some are not proper. V'yesh yira shota. There is proper fear and caution, and there is foolish fear and caution. Yesh bitachon v'yesh holus. There's being safe and there's being ridiculous. Ki hinei ha'adam baruch hu osas ha'adam ba'al seichel nachon usvara nechocha l'shiyinag atzma derech tov v'yishmar advar ma'mazikim asher nivru lano shesarashayim. God gave people seichel in order to protect themselves from various dangers that exist in the world that were created to punish Rishoyim, to be agents of the Rabbanu Shlom, to bring negative things to the world where they're necessary. And therefore a person who chooses not to use the seichel that the Rabbanu Shlom gave him to know how to protect himself from dangers, he ne aims at bitachon holus. Not using your seichel to protect yourself from dangers that exist in the world is foolishness. The hinehu chote b'mashu osa neged ratzon aboris b'shmo. And therefore, not only is he not protecting himself, he's also sinning. Because he's going against God's will of using your seichel to protect yourself from these dangerous things. Sherotza sheyishmer, God wants you to protect yourself. V'nimtza shemelvada sakona hamutbas bedover asher orol eileha etnei chisorim shmirasa. So aside from the natural danger that can come to a person if he doesn't protect himself properly, in addition to that, he is liable to be punished and to be vulnerable to those negative things because of the sin that he did of not protecting himself. The chate of not protecting yourself will bring you to be punished and to be harmed by the thing that you should have protected yourself from. So, the ulam hashmira, let's just finish the paragraph and then I'll go back and explain what he's saying. The ulam hashmira hazos, the zos hayira hamyusedis al hanhogas hachokma seichel, this protection, this caution, which is built on seichel, right, that the Rabban Shem gave you wisdom and intellect to know how to protect yourself from things, that's hi haru'uya, that is proper caution. A wise person sees bad, dangerous things, and he hides himself, he protects himself. And foolish people go right, run right in, and get punished. But the foolish kind of protection is where a person goes overboard, and he adds caution on caution and protection on protection. V'osa mishmeres l'mishmarto, he goes overboard and does more than necessary. V'ofen shagia mizeh bitul l'torah avod, in a way that it brings him to be mevatel Torah and avodas Hashem. Okay, so we'll see in 1 second how to balance this out, right? Because it's very not clear. The idea is clear, but how do you apply it is very not clear. But then, let me just first mention the first idea that he says over here. People say foolishly that if my time is up, then no matter what I do, I can sit in my house and a meteor will come through the roof and get me, or a person will get a heart attack or a stroke or a snake will get into the house and bite him, right? So nothing I can do to protect myself. If my time is up, that's it. And if my time is not up, then I'm not going to die. So with that kind of logic, a person can say that, you know, there's no reason to be extra cautious, because if you're supposed to die, you're going to die. If you're not supposed to die, you won't die, and nothing's going to happen. With that kind of logic, you take it to the extreme and say, therefore, I can tie myself onto the railroad tracks, right, and nothing's going to happen. Because if my time has come to die, I would have stayed in my house and would have died too. And if my time has not come, then nothing's going to happen to me. That is ridiculous. Why? For two reasons. One is, that's the first idea that the Mesillas Yesharim hints to. Second idea is, he says more openly. The first idea is the following. A person may not deserve to die. Okay? Under normal circumstances, he has enough merit to continue living. On Rosh Hashanah, it was decreed on him that he should live, and there's no reason why that decree should change. And he's going to live throughout the day if nothing unusual happens to him. Okay. So the Rabban Shem is not going to bring any things on him that are going to change that mishpat. However, if the person is put into a dangerous situation, for instance, now there's a war situation in where he's living. And all of a sudden, the people start rebelling against Gaddafi or whatever, and they start shooting and bombing, and no longer are you in a situation where you may deserve to live, because you deserved according to the merits that you have, you don't deserve that something negative should happen to you. But you maybe not deserve miracles. Now you're in a situation where in order to survive you need miracles. Maybe you don't deserve the miracles. Right, so now the situation has changed, and therefore the merits that you had when the day started to make it through the day maybe aren't enough to get you through the day now, since the situation changed and now you're in a makom sakon. That's why a person should not put himself into dangerous situations. In addition, that's if you didn't cause it. So now the only thing that changed is the situation you're in and how much merit you have. But if you tied yourself to the railroad tracks, then you sinned by putting your life in danger for no reason. And God doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to guard your health. So now you change your din in two ways. One is you're now in a mokum sakana where you need a miracle to happen for the train to just float over you, which is a big miracle. And you may not deserve to die, but you don't deserve to have big miracles done to you either. Now you deserve less than you did when the day started because you sinned and put yourself in a dangerous place. And midah keneged midah, the Rabban Hashem is going to punish you for that sin by not protecting you from that danger. So it's true. When the day started, you may not have deserved to die. But now two things have changed. One is the situation you're in and how much merit you need to live has changed. And you've added a sin where you put your life and dealt with it capriciously and put your life in danger. So for those two reasons, you may not make it through the day. Which you had would have made it through the day had the situation not changed and had you not sinned by putting your life in danger. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim is saying. So therefore, there is an idea for a person to be careful of his health and not just say, well, if it's meant to be, it's going to be, and if it's not meant to be, it's not going to be. If it's meant to be or not meant to be depends on the situation. And you can change your situation by either putting yourself in a dangerous situation or avoiding a dangerous situation. And in addition, if you can avoid it and you don't, then you're also sinning and changing your situation by adding another demerit, which maybe now you don't deserve any more to continue living or not to be damaged or whatever it may be. Okay. So now he says, so v'hakla lahavchin ben shtei hayiros. How do you know when you're doing too much or you're doing what's necessary? And if not doing enough is wrong. Doing too much is also wrong. So how do you know how to balance it out? So the first thing he says, which is the general rule, but it really, yeah, there's many more details, which I'm not sure if we're going to get to today, but we'll at least get to the general idea. The major differentiation is the damage you're afraid of a usual, common, reasonable danger? Okay, or is it something that is not really reasonable to worry about? Is it shchiya chazeka means? Is it something commonly prevalent that you can be pretty much sure that if you put yourself in this situation, you're going to be damaged? Most people who put themselves in this kind of situation get damaged, barring any special protection. Ki b'makom shehezek motzi v'noda yeshli shomer. Where it's a known danger that usually harms people, then you have to protect yourself. That's the kind of situation where a person has to protect himself. Achmokum she'ena hezik noda ein lira. But a place where the damage is not that reasonable to assume that's going to happen, and it's not that common. It's something that's a possibility, but not probable. That's the difference. It's not probable, it's only possible. The Al-Kiyotzi Bazanema Re'usa Lo Chazina Lo Mechaskina. We don't assume that something bad happened or is going to happen if we don't have any reason to assume that. It's a possibility, but it's not a probability, therefore we don't take it into consideration. The Ein Lo Lechachem El Mashen of Roos. In other words, you don't create doubts where they don't exist. Right? If you have a doubt in this idea of mechaskin and reyes, salom mechaskin, and really it applies to kashrus and other kinds of things. Right? In other words, if we have a situation where something fell into my soup, and it may be something treif, then I have to start thinking about it and worrying about if it's rove or not rove and all of the considerations. But if I walked out of the kitchen for a little while, I walk back in and I say, ooh, maybe a cat came and threw some treif of meat in my soup, right? There's no reason to assume that. There's nothing that gives you a reason to. It's a possibility, but it's definitely not probable. So that's called achzuke reyes alom mechaskina. You don't create doubts where there's no grounds for them, even though they're possible. So same thing he says, where there's a possible danger, but there's no reason to assume that it's probably going to happen, then you don't worry. In other words, it's possible that if you walk outside without a metal helmet on, a meteor may fall on your head and, you know, and finish you off. But it's possible, but there's no probable reason to assume that that's going to happen, that you just have to walk around with a metal helmet on your all the time. On the other hand, if you're riding a bicycle, and it is probable that you could fall or trip, or the bicycle could fall over, and then you'll fall off and maybe hurt your head, then it's reasonable to wear a helmet. Because that is, there's a reason to assume that probably that could be a dangerous situation, right? So it's very clear to make a difference between worrying about meteorites hitting you in the head, which is possible but very not probable, to falling off your bike, which is both possible and probable. Okay. And every situation has to be considered, he says, according to the situation where you are. Right? In other words, if you live in a place where meteorites constantly rain down on that area, right, it's a daily occurrence, then the situation changes. If you live in a place where there haven't been meteorites in that area in hundreds of years, then you don't have to worry about it. So you have to be able to assess the situation as you see it at that time in that place. A wise person sees the danger and hides himself. Meaning, first you have to see it. You have to realize it's there. So you have to be wise enough to know what is dangerous and what's not dangerous. You only protect yourself from dangers that you can see, meaning that are probable. Lomi mashi yuchali ol shef shorishiyov. Not things that are possible but not probable. V'hu mamish inyan aposik shizgarti lamala. Omar also shachal baderech. The lazy person uses his caution as an excuse not to do things and not to be azorts, to be inactive. And that, what does he say? Oh, you, maybe there's a lion running around outside. Right? There's no reason to assume there are lions running around outside, right? Unless you live in the zoo or what's it called, the deepest Africa. But on Moshe Matityo, there have not been lions seen. So for a person to say, well, it's possible, you know, you can never tell. Maybe a lion escaped from the safari and it's headed our way. So I really got to stay inside because who knows what's going to be. So then that's possible but not probable. The Chachomim Zal Pirshu Inyan Kamin Chomer Laharos Ad Heichon Magas Yiras HaHevel LaHafrish Odom In HaMais HaTo. And the Chachomim in the Medrash gave a very good description of how a person can take caution to an extremely foolish extreme in order to prevent himself from having to do anything positive. The Omru Shiva Dvarim Omer Shlomo Ba'atzel. Shlomo HaMelech described seven things that a lazy person says to justify his laziness, to justify his inactivity. For instance, they tell the Otzel, you know, your Rebbe is in the city, why don't you go learn Torah? Why don't you go and travel and go learn Torah from your Rebbe? I'm afraid maybe there's lions in the way. Right? But it's possible. But it's really not probable. But, okay, but I'm going to be overcautious. I can't travel to my Rebbe because, you know, you can never tell. He may meet up with a lion. Rabcha besocha medina. So, okay, he doesn't have to travel on major roads where there could be lions. He's right here. He's in the Moshav, right? There's no lions in the Moshav, right? Omer lahem, mishyori ani shaloyia ari bein arachovos. So I'm afraid maybe the lion, you know, got into the Moshav. So, you know, you can never tell. So I'm not afraid of the lions, you know, passing by the safari and maybe the lion escaped. I'm afraid maybe the lion escaped weeks ago and now got into the Moshav. Okay, your Rebbe is now in your house. No lions in your house. So what are you afraid of? No, but what's it called? Maybe the door's locked. So you know what? So I'm going to go and waste my time, and maybe he's not accessible. Ayn sham holamad the she'in hayira shegoremes yisatzel ela atzla goremes lo sheyisyori. The point over here is, it's not your caution that prevents you from being active. It's your laziness that creates the caution. You're making up excuses not to be active. Not that you're not being active because there's a legitimate excuse. That's the difference. And all of these things, daily experience will tell you that there are people who are overcautious, who use their caution as an excuse, and there are people who have taka legitimate excuses. So many people are lazy people, and they just make up excuses to justify their inactivity. A person who thinks about it will see the truth. The das novel neko. I've explained this sufficient for now. A person who has wisdom can delve into it more. Okay. So that's the general rule. The general rule is, where it is probable, be careful. Where it's possible but not probable, there don't be overcautious. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that where it's possible but not probable, you don't have to be cautious at all? Or it means that where it'll come in conflict with a mitzvah, with a chesed, with something positive, then it's counterproductive to be overcautious. But where it's not going to come in conflict with anything, maybe there you should be overcautious too. Right? If it's not going to conflict, it's not going to prevent you from doing anything positive, it just means being extra careful, then maybe you should be extra careful even on things that are not probable. Okay? So here we have some other klalim which I'm going to mention, but I'm not going to go into them tonight. We're going to go into them because I want to go into them in detail. We're never going to come to something very 100% clear in all of this, because it really depends on various situations. But I want to speak eventually about smoking, about eating things that supposedly are not healthy, right, for various reasons. We're not talking about health food. We're talking about non-healthy foods. Like broccoli and asparagus, these kind of things. I'm not talking about health food. We will include that possibly in the discussion also. Putting on seat belts, taking jobs that maybe involve dangerous things, dangerous kind of jobs, working with dangerous chemicals or things like that, and doing things that could be dangerous which are enjoyable, like what do they call it, bungee jumping or paintball things which could be dangerous, could get paint in your eye or whatever, which is really not healthy, or other kinds of things. Or somebody just recently asked me about going a paintball, but they don't want to put on the protective. I never was in there. These are not things that really interest me. But I do know people who love these things, and they tell me that there's certain protective gear that you wear to protect yourself, but you can opt not to wear the protective gear. So somebody asked me, do they have to wear the protective? I forgot who asked me. Somebody in Moshav or somebody out of the Moshav, I don't remember now. They have to wear the protective gear. Don't have to wear the protective gear or whatever. We'll discuss that also. All these kinds of things, what is okay, what's not okay. So again, the Mishnah Sharma is talking where you're using your extra caution as a as an excuse not to do something you should be doing, or that was positive to do. But what if you're not using an excuse? You just want to know, should I do this or shouldn't I do it? And it's not going to affect anything negative. Then should you be extra overcautious where it doesn't have any negative implication, or that also is not necessary. And what's called overcaution, whatever. Then we have some klolim. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. If you're doing a mitzvah, no harm will come to you. Obviously, that doesn't apply all the time, because Mr. Shorim said even for a dvar mitzvah, right? That which we say that shluchei mitzvah in nizokin, people that are doing a mitzvah don't get damaged. That's only where it's lo shchiyah chazeka, where it's not something that is common damage, common danger. But if it's a common danger, we don't say that. So when do we say shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara? When do we say shomer psoyim Hashem? God takes care of fools. And the Gemara gives examples where you could do something dangerous, and we say, don't worry about it. God will take care of you, right? When do we say that God will take care, and when do we say that God's not going to take care of you? So these klalim we're going to go into, and Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva about it, which is also not 100% clear what the guidelines are. But like I said, you can't ever get 100% clear, but you get the basic generalities, and then you have to be a chacham to know how to apply them. So next week in Mitzvah Hashem, maybe next week we'll speak about Purim, probably. So, but the next time that we learn Mitzvah Sesharim, that's what we're going to discuss. To get more clear as to when you should be caught, what kinds of things you have to be cautious with, how much a person has to protect his health from foods and things like that, how much not. How much you have to go for tests and, you know, things, what's it called, they tell you all the time, if you walk into Kupat Cholim, you know, they try to catch you with, go take a blood test, go take this, go take that, because, you know, who knows what could be, but you feel fine up until the time you take the blood test. So is it necessary or not? All these things are real concerns, and they're halachic concerns, and hashkafic concerns. And we'll try to get some kind of clarity in it, even though I'm definitely no gay of the dover, so a lot of it's going to come from my negius, but we'll try to stick to the sources. Okay.